This is part two of a series on Heron's Head Park, located in San Francisco. In our first report, we interviewed Benjamin Stone Francisco, who is the restoration manager at Heron's Head. The Stewards of the Park is an environmental organization, Literacy for Environmental Justice, also known as LEDGE. This is Your Wetlands.
Heron's Head Park is our contribution to the entire Southeast San Francisco, and we're able to do that thanks to the Port of San Francisco. They are the ones who basically support this entire effort. They own this land, and they said, hey, LEDGE, you guys have some expertise. Why don't you come and steward the park and take care of it? And so for us, this is our way of actually giving back to the community and taking care of the land.
Sudeep Rao is the executive director of Literacy for Environmental Justice.
LEDGE is an environmental justice organization, and we're about giving people the ability to reclaim their basic rights. And our environmental justice rights are access to clean water, clean energy, open space, and environmental justice. And make sure there's no pollution. You see the power plant that's closing down right there. When you look from Heron's Head Park, all around there's industrial activity. You look on the east side, you see the Hunters Point Shipyard. You see the recycling terminal here. You see a lot of port activity, a lot of diesel trucks parked there. You see some piles of dirt and dust. You also see some housing here, public housing, that you can see many of the windows are shuttered with that wooden planks because the houses are not habitable. So LEDGE is about trying to get people the ability to once again clean up those things and live in an environment that's good for them and that is good for future generations. And so Heron's Head Park is an opportunity for them to take a break, to come here and say, wow, you know, nature can be beautiful. Nature can be nurturing for us.
There's an old song, Come Together. And when I look at Heron's Head, and I look at where you are, and I see the Transamerica building, and then I look east, and I see Mount Diablo, and I see the bay, and the number of people that live within a stone's throw of Heron's Head. So many things are coming together right here at Heron's Head.
Not only is Heron's Head so beautiful in its location, because it provides access to these people, all the houses you see here, pretty much majority of them are low-income housing. So for that community to be able to access a beautiful natural resource like that is amazing, and a lot of things are coming together. But you should always ask, how is it all coming together? Who are all the partners and players who are coming together? There are so many organizations, so many individuals with a lot of heart and soul who are contributing, whether it is Ben Francisco, who's managing the park, or Anthony Khalil, who's working with the school students, or any number of volunteers from Golden Gate Audubon or Point Reyes Bird Observatory or from Nature in the City or Save the Bay. And there are so many schools and teachers and individuals who come by with all their passion, and they bring them to the park so that they can show their children, they can show their community members what Heron's Head can be and what it means to be transformed. I mean, you park your car or you ride your bicycle and then you start walking in, immediately you can notice your lips going wide and you can start seeing the smile coming up. And just hearing the sound of your feet on the ground, you know, it's not concrete, it's not asphalt, it's actually soil. And just hearing the birds and just seeing the water, Heron's Head is a treasure.
And my thanks to Sudeep Rao, the Executive Director of Literacy for Environmental Justice. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. And if you have a comment or an idea for us, please email us at yourwetlands@gmail.com. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I'm Jerry Kay.